You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another edition of William Hill's Daily Racing Podcast. Ben Barrett back in the presenter's chair today, and I'm absolutely delighted to say that I've been joined by Chris Pimlott in the pundit's chair. Pimmers, how are you, sir?
I'm very well indeed. Very well indeed, BB. The old bed and breakfast presenter. How about that, then?
Yeah. From Bobby Beavers to Ben Barrett. They replaced one BB with another.
Well,
Pimmers, we're recording this just before racing gets underway on Wednesday. You're part of the William Hill Racing Radio team today. Andrew Mount and Darren Owen with you. Are you looking forward to a day of racing?
Yeah. It's obviously disappointing losing Hereford.
Yes.
Anyway, we'll make the most of Leicester. And again, this is just the pot simmering, isn't it?
Really? Feels like that, doesn't it? Feels like we're on a bit of a precipice towards the weekend. It is a cracking weekend of action. If we have a little look ahead before we get into talking about some of tomorrow's races, we've got listed races at Lingfield with Winter Derby trials. We've got listed races, graded races at Sandown. We've got decent racing north of the border at Musselburgh. We've got a brilliant William Hill sponsored card at Wetherby as well, all on Saturday, and yet they all pale into relative insignificance when you consider we've also got the Dublin Festival over at Ireland. With so much to choose from, Pimmers, what are you looking forward to the most come the weekend?
Obviously, I'd have to say I'd put the listed race at Lingfield possibly on the back burner for me.
That's fair enough.
But certainly looking at Sandown, we've got an intriguing Silly Isles chase. We've also got that really good handicap hurdle there as well, 100,000 guaranteed there. So again, good prize money on offer. As you quite rightly say, interesting card at Wetherby, where inverted commas, William Hill. We are sponsoring a couple of races there with the William Hill Taunton Novices Chase, which is an extremely competitive looking race, and we've also got a Novices Hurdle there as well. So plenty to look forward to at Wetherby, and also Musselburgh. It's their trials day up in Scotland, so a great day after racing up there as well. So all to play for this side of the Irish Sea, but goodness gracious me, across at Leopardstown, what a festival of racing they've got. What I can't understand is why we don't travel over there. Unbelievable prize money, fantastic racing, the sure to be ground will be absolutely perfect, and yet we don't seem to plunder their prizes for whatever reason. Whether they feel it just comes a little bit close to Cheltenham or what.
Possibly,
you know, travelling,
yeah,
and yeah, everything else, picking up a slight niggle. I'm not quite sure, but it certainly doesn't stop the Irish boys having a go, does it?
No, certainly not. There's no fewer than, I think it's 8 grade ones across the course of the weekend this weekend. 4 on Saturday and 4 on Sunday. So
fabulous.
Lots and lots of
and
good
again,
quality.
Just looking at the bumper there on Saturday, unbelievable race for the bumper there. There's definitely going to be a super champion come out of that race.
Wow, there you go. That might be the biggest takeaway from this podcast of all. A super champion to come out of the bumper race from Leopardstown on Saturday. If you are tuning in to William Hill come the weekend, I can tell you that in content meetings, planning meetings, we've got plenty of previews from both sides of the Irish Sea planned. So whether you're coming into one of our retail stores, listening to William Hill Racing Radio, taking in some of our online services as well, we are going to have every single angle covered. That is, of course, the weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We're hoping to get the big name pundits in and previewing all of the big races. Now, let's have a little look ahead to tomorrow, shall we, Pimmers? Now, what the listeners may not know is that you have put the fate of them and their punditing ears in my hands. I got to pick a couple of races today for you to have a look at tomorrow, and apparently I've picked a good one and a bit of a stinker for you. Is that fair to say?
I wouldn't say you've picked a bit of a stinker, but you've definitely picked a race that is intriguing as far as the 145, which is the B Wiser handicap hurdle, is for conditional jockeys and amateur riders that have ridden in pony races. So that's a rum race conditions, to be fair. And in a race of that nature, I'd more than likely say to the listener, tread carefully. But
okay,
I'd have to say there was some really good names taking rides in this race. You've got Stan Shepherd, Ned Curtis, well capable, Ben Jones taking all before him so far this season. Harry Reid's been having a good time of it, so has Conor Brace. So a lot of these conditional jockeys, and young John Joe Neal Jr.'s in there as well, Jack Tudor. Oh, my man. I mean, these are the top boys at the current stage in their conditional careers. So they're all taking mounts in this race. So it certainly will not lack from jockeyship, that's for sure.
Well, that's good news.
From, as I say, when just looking at the race conditions.
Yeah.
Rum fella, this bed and breakfast fella.
Right, let's have a look at some of the odds. I'll run through. We have now got odds through for some of tomorrow's racing on williamhill.com. In this race, then, this is the 145 at Wincanton, 2 miles, 4 furlongs. As we said, a few terms and conditions for the jockeys, etc., before we get into it. So, T Clipper is your favourite at 4-1. Earthmore, 9-2. That's number 6. Espoir du Romay is 5-1. That's third favourite. Misty Bloom, 13-2. Dance Idol, 7-1. River Bray, 15-2. Everything else is a double figure price. Lungarno Palace, 10s. Lillington, 12s. Highgrove Percy, 14-1. Espalion, 20-1. Cooper Belt, 28-1. Uno Mas, 28-1. I guess we should start with the favourite, T Clipper. 4 wins on the trot.
Yeah.
Price of 4-1, maybe a little bit.
Well, basically, you know, he's been in great form for the Tom Lacey Yard. Done absolutely nothing wrong this season. Readied winning last time out. Off a mark that was well within his compass, I thought. And again, he's a real player. Tom Lacey having a great time of it as well at the moment. And again, it's 53 days since we last saw him. Mount of Stan Shepherd. I can certainly see why they're making him favourite at 4-1.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's got the burden of 12 stone to carry, but he's entitled to do that because he has been in rock solid form. So certainly a player. Horse that's not going to be winning tomorrow.
Okay.
But I do feel needs to be kept on the right side of. It's okay. Horse number 3, Kuiper Belt.
Okay.
I think you said he's a 28-1 shot.
Correct, yes.
Lost his way a little bit, having had a real good time of it in Ireland last year with Gordon Elliott. Obviously, because of that, he shot up the weights.
Mm-hmm.
He's possibly badly handicapped at the moment. He pulled up on his first run for Christian Williams, but I do feel that possibly when he gets back to a more reasonable handicap mark, he'll be getting the job done again. So don't think it'll be tomorrow, but certainly keep an eye on how he runs tomorrow, Kuiper Belt, because he certainly is better than what he's shown last time out.
So that's one for the notebook then, Pimmers.
Yep,
in terms of the betting slip, which one of you would you like to pop into our punters betting slip
well,
tomorrow?
On the betting slip, I'm going to give you number 6, Earth Mover from the Philip Hobbs Yard. Thomas Doggerel, a jockey who I don't know, an amateur rider, takes the mount. But again, you know, he's been in great form of late, this horse. He's just a 6-year-old. I feel that there's a little bit more to come from him. And again, 11 stone 7, less the amateur rider's £3, 11-4. You know, the favourite's got to give him £10.
Yeah,
might not just be an easy task.
Earthmore, 9-2, currently in the market as second favourite. 3 wins on the spin, looking to make it 4. That was the 145 at Wincanton. We'll scooch forward a couple of hours. The 355 at Wincanton, 3 miles and 1 furlongs. It's in Hunter's Chase Class 6. Now, unfortunately, we don't have betting for this one as yet. However, I can run you through the runners and riders. Sam Red, number 1. Virac, number 2. Earth Leader, number 3. Must Meet a Lady, number 4. Kelvin Grove, number 5. Little Billy Boy, number 6. Just the 6 of them going to post. Any of them that jump out of the page at you, Pimmers?
This is a good race. Very competitive, to be fair. Obviously, you've got Virac, which was a winner at Larkhill of his open point-to-point on the 5th of January this year. He's trained by Rose Lockton. Rose Lockton is the head girl of Paul Nichols.
Okay.
So she knows exactly what the job's all about. And certainly Virac will be a player tomorrow afternoon. He last raced off a mark of around about 125. And obviously, he's in very good hands. But I'm going to go for his stable companion in the shape of Earth Leader.
Okay.
So it's going to be an Earth double for Pimmers.
I see what
you
did.
Again, this horse is unbeaten. Again, he won his open point-to-point at Larkhill on the 1st of December last year. Again, he's unbeaten in this spear. And again, I think he's going to take an awful lot of beating tomorrow afternoon. He's unbeaten as we last saw him. And I think, again, he's going to hold big, big sway tomorrow afternoon. Looking at the jockeys, well, the jockey who's ridden me a couple of winners so far this season, Tommy O'Brien, he rides Kelvin Grove. Wind job and tongue tie for the first time tomorrow for this one. Again, to be honest, more than likely needs to up its game. But Tommy riding in great form. He rode four winners in the space of a week. From the 12th of January to the 19th of January, I think it was. And he rode one that was not beaten far yesterday in that amateur riders hurdle at Newcastle. So he's very fit. Confidence is high. Kelvin Groves could well outrun his odds tomorrow, but I thought it was a fairly competitive race. And also, must meet a lady, Anthony O'Neill. I presume he's the younger brother of young Jonjo.
Younger still.
He takes them out, yeah, on his dad trained must meet a lady, who again, on official figures, would be there or thereabouts.
Can't move for O'Neills these days, can we?
They're everywhere.
You mentioned there a couple of jockeys that had run for you, and as we're talking about hunter chases. How are your hunter chases faring up?
Well, as far as the point-to-point stroke hunter chase season has started, the horse is now running Ollie's name rather than my name.
Okay, yes.
But we had a winner at the Sheriff Hutton point-to-point, which was very well attended. First point-to-point of the year in Yorkshire. And Tommy rode that one. And then he rode one in a later race for us that finished third, beating a long way. He takes his chance in a bumper at Weatherby on Saturday. So okay. Weather, the shorter trip, and he just got a bit anxious at the jumps. Whether that shorter trip and no jumps helps him, who knows, but it could be interesting. And we had a bumper winner at Revsby, which is in Lincolnshire,
okay,
10 days ago or something. And we've got Do Hello Tornado, who will mean nothing to you, but he missed all last year through an injury. But the previous season, he'd won 4 out of 5. He'd won his first 2 point-to-points, his 200 chases, was then favourite at the Hunter Chase night at Cheltenham in May. And he finished fourth, but nothing went right for him. And I'm afraid he came back lame from that race, and he's been off ever since. It's a day-to-day job with him, keeping him sound and that, but we're very, very happy with him. He might make his reappearance at Duncan Park a week on Sunday, and then he would go hunter chasing. And the other horse that we've got is Carter Mackay. He won 200 chases for us last season. He's back in full work now, and again, hopefully not too far away before we see him back on the race course. But I presume he'll just go straight to hunter chasing rather than having to run in a point-to-point.
There we go. A few for the listeners to scribble in the notebooks when you see the Pimlott surname, whether it be yourself, Chris, or Ollie attached. A few hunter chases to look forward to throughout the rest of the season. Pimmers, it's been absolutely brilliant talking to you as always. Thank you so much for joining us on the Daily Racing Podcast. Have a good day's punting with the radio team.
Yeah, can't wait.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Racing Radio is available on Alexa smart speakers. Just enable the William Hill Racing Radio skill or say, open William Hill Racing Radio and leave the rest to us.
Join William Hill Racing Radio on Thursday the 30th of January, covering meetings from Southall, Limerick, Wincanton, Fosslat and Chelmsford. Darren Owen is back in the presenter's chair and he'll be joined by Andrew Mount and Craig Forsyth on air 10 minutes before the first race is due to go off. Stick with us here at William Hill for all the best racing coverage.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.